So, I'm a news anchor for a local network affiliated in a medium-sized city. Where isn't important? What is important is something I need to get off my chest. Actually, that's a bad way to put it, almost implying that I feel guilty about what I'm going to tell you. The truth is, I don't feel guilty about it at all. The fact of the matter is, I love it, and I have no intention of changing. And frankly, in the beginning, you're probably going to think it all sounds quite a bit vanilla. Which, in the beginning, yeah, it was. But trust me, keep listening, and you'll realize why I can't exactly put this on my LinkedIn profile. My husband and I met in college. Yeah, I know. You've heard this story before. I'll spare you the details of how we met, since they're not really important here. Suffice it to say, he was the first man I was ever with who made sex fun. I don't know quite how to put it, but basically, the very first time we were together, it was like a whole new world opened up before my eyes. Sex went from being something very vaguely shameful that you just kind of did to, well, the orgasmic leisure activity that it is. Lucky for me, he had an amazing personality to go with his phenomenal libido. So after fucking our way through junior and senior years, we got married a while after college and have been together since. It sounds cliche as hell, but I really couldn't be happier. And speaking of happy, of course, it doesn't hurt that I've got the best job in the world, the job I've dreamed about since before I can remember. Landing a job as a local news anchor is one of the most high-risk, high-reward, pie-in-the-sky career pursuits. Contrary to what people may think, openings are hard to come by and hard to keep. There's always some pretty new 20-something knocking on the door to take your job. Hell, that's kind of the way I did it. We all do. It's a lot of hard work. Late nights, early mornings, lack of sleep, sacrifice, etc. But even so, it's super rewarding. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Part of what makes a job working for the local news station so precarious is you're dealing in a public perception. It's only like 50% about the news. And 50% about how we make people feel we are watching the news. Hell, maybe even more than that. After all, people can basically get the same information from multiple local news stations, where every channel tries to get an edge is in the wholesome department. Ever notice how every news anchor you ever see either looks like your kindly older aunt or uncle, or a sexy 20-something with a really nice smile that seems to say, "Yeah, I could come and steal your husband and fuck his brains out when you're not looking, but I'd rather really just rather borrow your recipe for chocolate chip cookies." So yeah, image and perception is everything. One wrong move, whether on camera or even just something stupid on social media that pokes a hole on some wholesome facade, and you're out of a job. That's what makes what I'm about to tell you so potentially risky and so hot. It all started innocently enough several months back. I was filling in on a local morning Rise and Shine type program. You know, the ones I mean, the shows that start before the sun comes up and the anchors sit around telling you the news while holding coffee cups. Yeah. What people may not realize is for us to be on camera at 5:30 or whatever, we've got to get into the studio way before that to review our scripts and have our hair and makeup make sure we don't look like zombies. One morning, my alarm went off at 2:30, as it does on days where I go in the morning show. Thing is, I don't necessarily need a ton of time to get ready in the morning. I was an athlete in college, so I can shower and primp pretty quickly. The main reason to get up early is to make sure there's enough time to, well, frankly, to make love with my husband before I go into work. For whatever reason, I've always loved the rush that comes with having sex before activities, as opposed to after. And I don't know, it's just like gets the blood flowing before going out into the world. Anyway, our pre-dawn morning encounters are necessarily quicker than our hours-long fuckfest we can indulge in on weekends and vacation. We will normally begin kissing to gauge each other's interest. I'll reach down, feel for his cock. If he doesn't already have a massive morning wood erection, I'll begin whispering dirty talk into his ear, which is a kink of ours. Oh, baby, I can't wait to feel this huge cock inside me. It never takes much to get us both going. Usually, either he rolls over and slides into me missionary, or I climb up on top of him and ride him cowgirl until we both climax. On this particular day, I was riding him, bouncing up and down his long, thick shaft, feeling waves of pleasure build as we mutually pleasured each other. My normal quote-unquote move on these quote-unquote quickie days is to really lay it on thick with the dirty talk. My husband has a major praise kink and loves to hear me vocalize about it, among other things. Exactly how much pleasure his massive dick is giving me. I guess it helps that it's 100% true, so it actually comes off as genuine. I don't know. In any event, this often sends him over the edge into orgasm, which then causes a chain reaction where I begin to come uncontrollably as I feel him throbbing inside of me. So, normally, I'll comment on his size. Baby, your cock is the biggest I've ever felt. Or, oh, honey, fill me up with your big, powerful cock. Or, baby, your dick is so big, there's not going to be enough room for your cum. That day, though, for some reason, my mind went a different direction. As I rode him close to orgasm, manicured hands firmly planted on his chest, wedding rings sparkling in the moonlight, I proclaimed, "Babe, fuck your wife's pussy. Pound your seed into me. Fuck me so hard that everyone will know I'm sitting there on air with a womb full of your cum. Let the whole town." And with that, we both exploded so hard. I'm sure it registered somewhere on the Richter scale. Hubby passed the hell out right afterwards. Uncharacteristically, it took all of my willpower to drag myself out of bed, into the shower, and on to work. The normal work day went by pretty much as usual, though I noticed, whenever I thought back to that morning's festivities, my pussy would start to tingle, the way it does when, you know, when it's time to stop what you're doing and, well, go rub one out. The thing is, believe it or not, masturbating under the news desk is included in one of those lists of things that will get the news anchors fired immediately. Crazy, I know. So I had to hold out until I got home. My husband got home from work a few hours later, and after talking it through, we realized we had found another kink to add to our list. It never hurts to add something else into your bag of tricks, I guess. But yeah, something about it. The fact that we both realized that day how visible I am, virtue of my job. There's just something incredibly voyeuristic about the sex life of a public figure. Which I guess I more or less am. I just can't believe it took this long for us to realize it. Things were pretty routine for the next couple of weeks. Eventually, I got switched back to the evening news desk, which, if I'm honest, is the time slot that I prefer. Well, for work anyway. It actually makes it even trickier to find us time during the week with my husband, as, at best, he's coming home from work right about the time that I'm getting ready to leave for mine. But we make it work. Even if we have to endure the dry spell during the week, we still have the weekends for extended sexcapades. During such encounter, after he had spent the better part of an hour stretching out my little pussy and rearranging my insides, I could tell hubby was getting close. We had by this point firmly established the fuck me so hard everyone will know stuff into our dark, dirty talk repertoire. This time, after I used some variation of this line, my husband responds with something like, "I bet it makes them jealous that I'm the only one who gets to fuck the innocent little news girl's pussy. You know how many guys jerk off to you every day?" I had already orgasmed a couple times, but hearing him say that sent me over the edge again. Fuck. The thought was so hot. Thing is, he's probably not wrong. After I've recovered somewhat from the room spinning orgasm, I remembered my husband was still close to coming himself, which I could also tell as he had slowed down his long, powerful strokes in order to pace himself. I grabbed his handsome face in my hands, gave him a kiss, looked him in the eyes, and said, "Other guys may jerk off to me, but you're the only one who can jerk off on me. What do you say, babe? Wanna come all over my face?" It didn't take much convincing. His sexy grunting moan said that for sure. Before I knew it, I was on my knees on the floor, in the shadow of my husband's monumental erection. "That's right, baby. You're the only man who gets to do this. Here, let me stroke with both hands so you can see my wedding ring as you come on my face." Thus reminded that I was all his, he unloaded all over my pretty newscaster smile, a smile which thousands of people see every day, but only one gets to see like this. Okay, so I know what you're thinking at this point. Most of this sounds pretty vanilla. Strawberry almost. Well, that's the thing. At first, it kind of was. And it was a fun little kink to think about. For two happily married people with normal, fulfilling sex lives. Now, to be fair, remember what I said earlier about the whole wholesome culture thing when it comes to on-camera news anchors? Yeah. Basically, even the thought that you have a sex life is kind of taboo. I'm kind of exaggerating, but not by much. We are just one of those groups of people who, like society sees them having kids, but doesn't want to consider how that actually happened. Like, you know, teachers or grandmothers or clowns, I don't know. In any event, at least when compared to most people, yeah, it was still vanilla. But soon enough, things escalated. One afternoon, I was behind the news desk. Yeah, afternoon. Your schedule gets jerked around a lot when you're a younger reporter. I don't even remember when I was reading off the teleprompter at that point. Something about a bike sale or a bake sale. Or a weird-looking tree at a park. You know, hard-hitting local news. And my mind began wandering as I smiled at the camera. And the inane babble poured out of my mouth. I had a sudden flashback of being on my knees in front of my husband, smiling face absolutely flooded with ropes of his cum, slowly pooling around my cheeks, lips, and eyes. The same smile all the people watching at home were seeing right now. Fuck. There was that tingling again. It took all my professional willpower to make it to the end of that newscast without reaching down between my legs. To my credit, no one seemed to notice anything during the commercial breaks, but as soon as the cameras stopped rolling and the network switched over to daytime TV, I bolted from the desk so fast there was probably a cloud of papers in the air. I ran out to my car, locked the doors, looked around to make sure no one else was in the immediate vicinity, and I reached into my panties, gently rubbing my clit for, I don't know, it couldn't have been more than 30 seconds. The thought of it all, the rush I felt when I was on air, combined with the rush of what I was doing right now, playing with my fucking pussy in a parking lot at work. I came quicker than I think I ever had before in my life. Immediately afterwards, I felt, I don't know what you call it, not quite guilt, but I felt a little awkward, I guess, about what happened. I was also soon overcome with apprehension that someone must know what I just did, right? I mean, I was just on camera in front of thousands of people. Was I visibly aroused? Was I sweating? Did anyone see me make a beeline to my car and rub one out? Once I collected myself and went back into the building, it took a little bit, but I was eventually satisfied that no one knew. I explained away my mad dash as having forgotten to call my husband on his lunch break before I went on air, which, to be fair, is totally a real thing, just not this particular time. When I later told my husband about what happened, he, surprise, surprise, found it hot as hell. It even started to work its way into our dirty talk routine. Yeah, baby. Rub my pussy like I rub myself at work. And so on. A week or so later, I had another flare-up in the news office. Luckily, this time, not on air. It was around lunchtime, probably an hour or so before I was set to go on air. All the aforementioned horny thoughts began rushing back into my mind, augmented by the memory of my nearly public display of self-love not long before. I took my lunch break, and with my pussy practically on fire, I made a fateful decision to take things to another level. I pulled my phone from my purse and texted my husband simply, "I need to suck your cock. How soon can you be here?" Even just typing the words made me feel flush and flustered. Either hubby would be able to oblige and would soon burst through the wall like a Kool-Aid man with his cock hanging out. Or I knew I'd have to go find a place to seclude myself for a few minutes to relieve some pressure. As luck would have it, he immediately texted back. In uncharacteristically terse fashion, by the way. 10 minutes. Thank God we both work downtown. Crisis averted. Sure enough, looking out the window of the break room, I saw his car pull up, and I proceeded to run down the stairwell into the parking lot. Greeting him with a passionate kiss, I took him by the hand and with a no doubt dirty glint in my eye, said simply, "Follow me." The news building is across the street from the sizable city park. Surely there was somewhere we could duck out of the way for a few minutes. Judging by the tent in my husband's pants, I think we both knew this wouldn't take long. We settled on a very narrow path between disused tennis courts and the equipment shed where the park maintenance stores lawnmowers and whatever else. All I know was it was a perfect, out-of-the-way spot to be alone for a few minutes. After looking around one last time, we began to passionately, deeply kiss each other. "We don't have much time," I said to him as he kissed my neck and fondled my breasts through my top, being careful not to smudge my makeup. "We don't need much time," he said, which only set my fire burning hotter. By this point, his hand was down the front of my skirt, gently caressing my clit, as I worked to free his straining cock from the confines of his dress pants. I dropped down to my knees and began to passionately suck his dick, his hands ever so slightly on the sides of my head to do as little damage as possible to my well-coiffed on-camera hairdo. As my lips bobbed back and forth over as much of its shaft as I could take, I made sure to make nice circular strokes with my left hand up and down his remaining length, giving him a nice display of my wedding ring. Meanwhile, my right hand was hard at work on my pussy, starting off with one finger, but with three repeatedly plunging inside me before long. Knowing we were low on time, I began with a talk, though being as mindful as I could about the volume. "These fingers are nothing compared to your cock, baby." I recognized the moan that followed, so I continued. "Oh, sexy, it's so big. There's so much of you to handle." The sound that came out of him next told me he was almost there. So I moved my right hand momentarily away from my pussy to have both hands on his dick while I delivered the coup de grace. Looking into his eyes, smiling up at him as I stroked up and down his entire length, I said, "I want to swallow for you, baby. I want to go back to work and go on camera in front of all those people with a belly full of your cum. Fill me, baby." I maintained eye contact and wrapped my lips tightly around the head of his sexy dick. Sliding my right hand back down to my pussy, I braced myself, hanging onto his leg with my left hand, preparing for a shared orgasm that was about to happen. And then the tsunami arrived. As I moaned around his cock, He began to shoot rope after rope of his hot seed into my mouth. I relaxed my throat muscles to help coax his delicious cum down my throat without having to move my mouth away from his manhood. The sensation, combined with rubbing my clit, sent me over the edge and I began to cum before he was done filling me. The spectacle of the pretty local news girl, his wife, on her knees in front of him, brow furrowed as she climaxed with his cock in her mouth. It must have put him on another level, because at that moment, I heard him moan again. Throwing his head back, his hands let go of their gentle grip from the sides of my head, as his cock broke free from the vacuum seal of my lips. One more round of hot white cum escaped from his cannon as it was pointed at my face. Mercifully, it hit on the end of my eyebrow and ricocheted toward the building at my back, makeup intact. And somehow, I had also had the presence of mind to lean forward slightly just in case any of his load tried to escape down my blouse. It was less than half an hour until airtime. My near-delirious husband took my hand and helped me stand up like a gentleman as I pulled up my panties and skirt, making sure I had swallowed every remnant of my man's cum. I gave him a deep, passionate kiss and thanked him for coming by for lunch. I could tell he was going to need a bit more time to compose himself. Hell, he might even have to take the rest of the day off afterwards. After checking that the coast was clear, I began the long trek back to the news building. I reached up to my face and I felt something near my eyebrow. Fuck. It was my husband's cum from the last rope that hit me in the face. Thankful that I found it before I got back to work. I rubbed it away what I could and rubbed the rest in. It wasn't that much. No one would notice, right? Fuck. Here I was, about to go on air in front of thousands of people. And not only was my man in me, but also on me. Oh, God. I struggled to push down the thought so that I could make it through the newscast without my pussy screaming at me again. I'll definitely bank that one for later, I thought. I knew the thought of me actually going on air with some of his cum on my face, even if it was invisible, would drive him wild. Because it sure drove me wild, which is why I'm sitting here in this out-of-the-way storage closet, pleasuring myself at work. Right after the broadcast I just mentioned. Yeah. I've been recording this confession as sort of a ramble fap, I guess, which just makes this whole thing even hotter. The fact that I might get caught, just like we might have gotten caught in the park earlier. Okay, I'm gonna turn the recording off now, just to make absolutely sure nobody hears me. Thank you for listening. Maybe I'll have to tell you more later. Oh shit.